In this bulletin, Scott Morrison and Bill Shorten prepare for their first leaders' debate of the federal election. A Labor candidate expected to step down over a series of controversial social media posts. And in AFL, Hawthorn and Carlton condemn nasty comments directed online at Jared Ruffhead. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Opposition Leader Bill Shorten are preparing for their first leaders' debate of the campaign. The two leaders will come face-to-face in Perth in a debate hosted by the Seven Network and the West Australian. They're expected to be asked questions about the economy, tax, border protection and climate policy. It comes as a new opinion poll shows the election contest is tightening. The latest news poll shows the coalition has improved its position by a point to now trail Labor 49-51% on a two-party preferred basis. Scott Morrison is promising $1 billion to build three naval ships in WA if the coalition wins the election. The investment will see two new minesweepers and a hydrographic vessel built in Perth in the mid-2020s. Mr. Morrison is also promising $156 million to improve cybersecurity for older Australians, small businesses and national security assets. Meanwhile, a further $300 million will go to building or expanding 30 park and ride facilities on seven train lines in Melbourne. Mr. Morrison says the Australian Defence Force will continue to receive record funding to keep Australians safe.
We've had a very clear plan to rebuild our defence industries, and it's played an important role as our economy has changed in recent times. It's provided an important role of people finding jobs and opportunities in new sectors of our industrial economy in defence industry. And this will continue to be part of our plan.
Labor is promising to increase the childcare subsidy for Australian families. The party will commit an extra $4 billion in childcare subsidies for families earning up to $174,000. Childcare would be free for families on combined incomes of less than $69,000. The opposition is also proposing taxpayer-funded pay increases for early educators. Deputy Leader Tanya Plibersek says it's the only way to boost wages in the industry without increasing costs for parents.
Nobody in Australia believes these workers don't deserve a pay rise. The question is, who's going to pay for it? Parents can't afford extra fees. So it is simply the fact that a shortened Labor government would gladly assist with the cost of improving early childhood educators' wages, because someone has to do it.
Bill Shorten says he expects one of the Northern Territory Labor candidates to step down over a series of questionable social media posts. Wayne Kernoth has been criticised for posting an Islamic State-inspired meme depicting the beheading of an ABC journalist earlier this year and making offensive remarks about a former MP, Natasha Griggs, in 2015. There are also reports he had shared an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory in 2015. Mr. Shorten says he's expecting Mr. Kernoth to step down.
I don't think he should be our candidate anymore, and I understand that it's in train for him to step down as our candidate. And I hope that Mr. Palmer's willing to do something about the 20 candidates he's got with constitutional eligibility clouds over their head. And I hope that Mr. Morrison can show the same certainty of purpose as I've just displayed.
To AFL, Carlton has denounced social media taunts directed at Hawthorn star Jared Ruffhead, posted during yesterday's loss to the Hawks. The 32-year-old's life-threatening battle with melanoma was mocked in a Facebook group with 28,000 members. The Blues have labelled the comments disgusting and have confirmed the perpetrator is not a member of the club. Hawthorn Chief Executive Justin Reeves says the comments are completely unacceptable. We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy tomorrow and 21. Adelaide, also cloudy, 24. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 21. Much the same in Hobart, 21 degrees. Canberra, mostly sunny, 23. Wollongong, sunny and 23 degrees. Sydney, similar conditions, 25. Newcastle, also sunny, 26. Brisbane, a shower or two, 25. Cairns, also showers, 30. And Darwin, a possible shower and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett. And this is SBS News.